Okay, many people observe the second minig of counting sphere, which means that Lag BaOmer was just one day vacation, and now back to business till at least Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Some even go into the Shloshes Yimei Hagbal, depending upon your minog, and the laws of sphira are once again back in play. Question: what question with regard to one particular halacha? Is a person allowed to move? Well, maybe one or two. All the same topic. Is a person allowed to move into a new home on during Sefirah? Is a person allowed to buy new clothing during Sefirah? Is a person allowed to eat a new fruit on Sefirah, during Sefirah? What are these questions all revolve around? The recital, some of them revolve around the recital of a Shehechianu. When a person eats a new fruit, he recites a Shehechianu. When a person moves into a new home, you move into a new home, you make the bracha Shehechianu, or more precisely, you make the bracha Hatoiv v'hametiv. A person buys new garments, he makes the bracha Shehechianu. So the question is it the proper thing for a person to do these things during the days of Sefirah? So the long and short answer is, it's mutter. Mutter, you can do whatever you want. The long answer is, not so simple. It's not so simple, even though it's mutter, if you can avoid doing these things easily without any disturbance to your life and disturbing other people in your life who will have also to suffer the consequences of your actions, there is a possibility, not necessarily that is correct, that a person should not do things which give him joy during the days of Sefirah. Now, I want to discuss what is the crux of the matter, the issues, why, yeah, why not, and how it all relates. So the first thing we have to understand is there's a lot of confusion. The confusion is people, unfortunately, they confuse the laws of the 3 weeks with the laws of Sefirah Soim. The laws of the 3 weeks are indeed very chomor. A person is not allowed to do anything which would require him to make a shehechianu during the 3 weeks. During Sefirah, there's really no such thing. There's no such thing. And why is that so? So let's explain, and let's explain all the complexities of this matter. During the 3 weeks, we are in Avelus for real. This is really one of the most significant points. We are in Avelus for real. It's not a game. It's not make-believe. It's a real Avelus, and I'll explain in a moment why. During the Yimei HaSfira, there is no Avelus. Make no mistake about it. There is no Avelus. Whatever we are doing is just a custom to remember that once upon a time, almost 2,000 years ago, there was a tragedy, and there was very intense suffering for Klal Yisrael, and there was back then Avelus. So as a reminder of what was in history, Jewish history, so we also accept upon ourselves customs which resemble what a mourner does. But it's not a real Avelus. I'll give you an example. There's a custom where grandchildren do not go to weddings, or children, even grandchildren, do not go to simchas when their parents are in Avelus. Rachmana litzlan, a parent is in Avelus. Okay, a grandfather has passed away, and therefore one's father or mother is sitting shiva, and now you have a friend who's getting married, or you have an invitation to a wedding, is it the proper thing for you to go to that simcha on a day during the shiva when your father is sitting the shiva? So there is such a thing, you have to look up in the svarim, there is such a thing that it's not the right thing to do. What should I do then? I should stay home and go to the shiva house? I'm not going to the shiva house. I'm not going to be there. I have my family, my wife, my children, I can't be there. I go there during the day. I'm anyway not going at night. I'm anyway not going to be in the base ovel at the time when this wedding will take place. So what's the big deal? If you're telling me that toiv lelechas the base ovel, milech a base mishteh, it applies at least to my parent when they're sitting shiva, I should rather be with them. well, you know what? I'm not going to be there during that time anyway. I live in a different city. I'm not going. No, it doesn't make a difference. If your parent is an avel, that means you are also, to a degree, in a state of avelus. Really? You're an avelus? Show me where it says anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that when a grandparent dies, a grandchild has a din of avelus. You're not going to find this anywhere b'chalat ha'rukula that a grandchild has upon him any degree of avelus whatsoever. It doesn't exist. In halacha, however, you're right, it's not a halacha, but because my father is an avel, or because my grandfather died, I do things that resemble avelus. What's the said which resembles avelus? An avel doesn't go to a simcha. I'm not going to go, what? Only by shiva. Of course, I'm discussing it only by shiva. I'm not going to go to a simcha because an avel doesn't go to a simcha. Does that mean I'm an avel? No. You can't find me anywhere b'chol terekul, you're an avel. But I take upon myself to do things that resemble avelus in order that it should make an impression upon me that a tragedy has come into my family. My father is sitting shiva. My grandfather died. This is something that's very, very serious. The Torah does not demand upon me that I should be noyeg avelus, but the Torah wants that I should accept upon myself things which resemble avelus. So it's the same exact thing when it comes to the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. During the days of Sfira, we have a custom not to go to weddings, and not to make weddings, not to play music, not to shave, take a haircut. This is not because a person is an avel. There's no such thing. There's no avelus. So why do we do it? We take upon ourselves customs which resemble avelus to remind us of the tragedy. During the 3 weeks, we are availing for one very simple reason. Kol Dor, any generation in which the Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt, it's as if that generation has destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The fact that the Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt, it's ki'ilu, we have it's our direct sins that have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That's a very heavy, heavy, heavy duty statement. And that means when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the Mokim Hashuras Hashchina, there's a real avelus. Not just because what happened to our ancestors 2,000 years ago. We destroyed the Beis HaMikdash today. Because if we have not yet rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, we're the machrivim. If we're the machrivim, we have to sit shiva. We have to sit avelus. It's a real avelus. You can slice it with a knife. It's a real avelus. There's no leniencies during the 3 weeks. It's the real deal. You don't buy new clothing because technically the general rule is that it's only about a shachiyanu. Even though you'll tell me that we don't make shachiyanus anymore and a lot of the things that it says in the Gemara for technical reasons or whatever, you're right, but doesn't change the halacha. Anything that theoretically would require a shachiyanu is usur during the 3 weeks. Or something that's considered to be a simcha. Okay, marriage, we don't make a shachiyanu by a marriage, but weddings, it's usur. Buy any new fruit, it's usur. Buying new clothing, it's usur. Buying a new house, usur. Because these are things which are either real, considered by Chazal, davar shel simcha, or ad kadei kach, you need to make a bracha. But during the Siras HaOmer, there's no avelus. It's just a token reminder of Masha Hoya. Therefore, there's nothing wrong. There's really no reason why you can't buy new clothing, you can't move into a new house, you can do anything you want, you can make a shachiyanu, there really is no issue. And the truth is, in all of the Rishonim and the Kadmonim, there is absolutely no mention, zero whatsoever, as there being a prohibition to do anything of the above during the days of Sfira. The early, so you can buy a new house, you can move into a new house. That's much worse. Moving into a new residence is worse, is more of a simcha than actually buying a new residence. And you can buy new clothing, and you can eat whatever you want. You can do all of these things. The only thing you can't do are very specific things. You can't take a haircut. You can't take a shave. You can't make a wedding or go to a wedding that's not your that's not your, technically speaking, we'll make it with this, it's not your minhag, and that's it. Everything else is free.
The 3 weeks, besides that, we learn Hilchos Aveilus from the 3 weeks.
That's the Ikra Aveil. The Ikra Aveilus is the Chumei Sanhedrin, and then we draw from prior individuals. So when you know that you saw it, it changes everything. Now, however, the Mishneh Berurah writes in Nusach, which all the modern day poskim, they all are very excited about, and they've spent a lot of time and published a lot of articles about the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah writes Nusach im Nizdamein Loi. The only time you can make a Yeshech Yanu during Sefirah Soimer is im Nizdamein Loi. If a situation on its own presents itself without your control, then you can make the Shachiyanu. During the 3 weeks, you can't. If a situation presents itself during the 3 weeks, either change the situation, push it away, or even if the situation is there, you can't make the Shachiyanu because you can't make a Shachiyanu during Avelos. So during the 3 weeks, there's no such thing as im Nizdami. But the question, all the commentators are they struggle? What does the Mishneh Berurah mean with this nusach im nizdamin? Why only im nizdamin, which has the connotation that if it happens to happen, you lechatchila. Let's say lechatchila, I want to buy a new suit. I'm off from work today, so I can go today, or I can go after Shavuos. I can go during the Shloshim Hagbala. No, I want to go bedafka today. So, if according to the Mishneh Berurah, it would be forbidden. Because it says im nizdamin. If you happen to get a ticket, you happen to get the winner raffle, get free suit in wherever in some fancy store, and it expires within 2 days. Okay, im nizdamin. I don't have a choice. If I don't take the offer now, then I don't get it. I have no choice but to buy the new suit today. Or today is the only day off from work I have until the summer. I have no choice. Im nizdamin. Gesundheit, you have no choice, go for it, you can go buy the new suit and make a Shachiyanu. But if you have a choice from the Mishneh Berurah, it is Mashma, you're not allowed to. You should, lechatchila, at least you should delay until the Shloish Yimei Hagbala. Question, where did the Mishneh Berurah get this from? This difference does not appear in any of the Rishonim, the Kadmonim that we know about. It does appear in later Svarim, which is not typical for the Mishneh Berurah to quote, in later modern-day Svarim, from probably more Hasidic background, and they talk more of the opinion that a person should not. And why would they be of an opinion that a person should stay away from, should refrain from doing these things? So it's a more Kabbalistic reasons. What are the Kabbalistic reasons? It's very interesting. It's not a good simon. We have a principle in Halacha that you don't start something new. Simoni Milsa. On Rosh Hashanah, every living creature in Klal Yisrael is obsessed with Simonim. Can't tell me not. Dip the apple in the honey, you eat the first out of Rosh Hashanah, all of these interesting fruits, all these exotic things, you say Yehirat Zayins. There is something that we accept. We accept, Orthodox Jews, we accept is that Simoni Milsa. When you start something new, it has to be done in a frame of mind and at a time that's misugal, that is what's a good word for misugal? A time that is auspicious for good things. During this period of time, you're right, we're not an Avelos. No, don't kid yourself, we're not an Avelos. But you have to understand it's not a good time. It's not a good time for the Jews between Pesach and Shavuos. A terrible tragedy happened during these times. It's not Simonei Milsa. It's not an auspicious time for a person to start out and move into a new home during these days. When you do something good, you always want to have a good mazel. We always say to people, mazel tov. What does that mean, mazel tov? The mazel should be good. Today, when you're starting, when this thing is happening to you, it should start out with a good mazel. And if it starts with a good mazel, it's going to carry on. If you start out with problems on a time that's not auspicious, it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a struggle all along. it's not an auspicious time. So that is why more of the Hasidish Paiskin, it's not a Yom Mesugal. If you don't have to, then don't buy a new suit. You want the suit to have good mazel. You want to move into a new home. A tragedy happened during these days. So you know what? Better if you can push it off, push it off. So it appears that the Mishnah Berurah had respect for the Mikubalim, the Hasidim, who are influenced by, pay much more attention than the Litvish and the Misnagdim to pure raw halacha. And that is why the Mishnah Berurah, it's very uncharacteristic where he did take into consideration things which are more modern, more current, more contemporary, to write a nusach in the Mishnah Berurah. You can make a shechianu, provide shalom aleichem, provided im nizdamein, which means if the opportunity presents itself, but do not go out seeking opportunities. Now, on the other hand, now let's discuss another approach. Another approach is there's a reason why. Adarabah, there's no reason why you should be able to do whatever you want. It is an auspicious time because this is the time, the Ramban uses these words, between Pesach and Shavuot is Chol Hamoed. It's a time of Yom Tov. Just like we know that between we have Chol Hamoed is a Rishus. Technically, you can go to work, you can do whatever you want on Chol Hamoed. But It's Yom Tov. It's also Yom Tov because it's between the first day Pesach, the last day Pesach, and you can make of it whatever you want. It's a
minute by many rabbis that by the Seudas, especially Seudas Shabbos, they would have matzah during
a Sfira because it's
a Chalomoy.
It's Chalomoy by Pesach. The Ramban. This is what the words of the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't say it today. He says that when Mashiach will come, between Pesach and Shavuos, will have the same status as Chol Hamoed. On Chol Hamoed is a happy time. The Somachta Bechagecha. We're in between the two Chagim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Tavdun, the Tavgut of Yitzias Mitzrayim, is Shavuos, Tavnus Lokim Alohar Hazeh. It's Yom Tov. It's Mamash Yom Tov. If it's Yom Tov, there's no limit. You're allowed lechatchilu. You shouldn't look for opportunities to make a shechin. You should be the simcha v'samachta b'chagecha. We're coming to Shavuos. It happens to be a tragedy happened. Okay, so a tragedy happened. We have to take that into consideration. So we're going to do certain things which will reflect the tragedy. But that's it. That's it. We're going to not take haircuts. We're not going to, whatever Chazal told us to do as a reminder of what happened, because the talino shloim nagu kavod zelazeh. That is it. Don't tell me, Gesundheit, that it's not an auspicious time. It is an auspicious time because it's Chol Hamoed. It's Chol Hamoed. How can you tell me it's not an auspicious time? So therefore, so we work with that approach. That is misnaged legamri against what it says in the Mishnah Berurah and against what it says in the Chassidish Svarim, that it's not a simon milsa, it's not a good simon, because it is a good simon during these days. People die on Shabbos also. People die on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. People die on during good times also. That's the way the world is. Kachi Daka Shalom. So it's a yard site. On it, we say Yiskar on Yom Tov. We say Yiskar on Shmini Atzeres. How can you say Yiskar on Shmini Atzeres? So Yitzah Ach Samech. What saying Yiskar doesn't bring to a person tsar? Okay, there high luchud v'high luchud. It doesn't mean that it's a bad day. So therefore, that's a svarah to say that they really, it is a good time. And if it's a good time, there's no reason why a person should not lechatchila should be able to even seek out opportunities to move into a new house, to buy new clothing, to eat new fruit. You don't have to hold back. And halacha l'maaseh, many poskim do not follow the Mishnah Berurah in this matter at all. The Mishnah Berurah says im nizdamein. Don't look for opportunities. The Paiskim that say we don't pass like that, modern day Paiskim, and we hold no lechatchila, you can even seek an opportunity. Yeah. So everyone does what they. Yeah.
If it's really a Chol Hamoed, not supposed to move. If it really is Chol Hamoed.
It's not mamish Chol Hamoed. Oh, the Ramban says, you're right.
Chol Hamoed, even when it really is Chol Hamoed, you don't move. So
the Ramban says not today. The Ramban says it will be Chol Hamoed la'asa lava. But what we take out of that is that if it will be mamash achomer losalavo, even today you cannot tell me that there is any that it's not a good time. There are times that are not good days, and there are good days. When you're focusing on this very mystical concept called simoni milsa, going into the world of Kabbalah, right? That's like a Rabita Chosa type of stuff. World of Kabbalah, but we take it seriously. We do take Simoni Milsa very seriously because in Rosh Hashanah, look at Rosh Hashanah, we do take it very seriously. The only reason why there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, by the way, the only reason why there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even though we are Bezman HaZeh, we are experts before the Yarcha, even in Eretz Yisrael, is because of the principle of Simoni Milsa. Because what happened in Eretz Yisrael? The witnesses, they come a little bit too late, and in the meantime, they got to get the show on the road in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Levim have to sing Shira, and what Shira do they sing? They sing the Shira for a Yom Chol. It's the first day Rosh Hashanah, and the witnesses never showed up. The witnesses, da'ah, if it's already getting late. It's getting late, the witnesses have not come, so it must be that this is not going to be, today is not going to be Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is going to be tomorrow. So today is Chol. So Rabbi Yisai, everyone, put on your tefillin, put on your weekday clothing, go to work, and the Koyahanim, they go into the Beis HaMikdash, and they bring the Karban Tamid, and they sing the Shira Shel Chol. And then, 5 minutes later, the witnesses walk into the Beis and huff and puff. You know how hard it was to get here? Gridlock traffic. We finally got here. We saw the moon last night. And Bezin says, Mekudosh HaChodesh Mekudosh. Yep, today indeed is the first day is Rosh Hashanah. But now everyone stop working. Everyone put on your big day Yom Tov. Everyone get back into shul, whatever it is. Uh-oh, but what about the Shira? We sang in the Beis HaMikdash the wrong Shira. On Rosh Hashanah, the Levim, they sing a special Shira in honor of Rosh Hashanah. And a weekday, they sing what we say every day in davening. Hayoyim Roim Sheni B'Shavas. You say whatever it says in the Siddur. The Levim already sang the wrong Shira. So big deal, right? Big deal? It's a very bad simon. Isn't it amazing? It's a very, very bad sign for the Jewish people if the Levim get the year off on the wrong foot by singing to Hashem the wrong song. Shocking, right? What's the big deal? It's a song is a song. You sang the wrong tune, you sang the wrong words, it makes such a big deal? Well, yeah, it does. It made such a big deal to Chazal that the Levim, nothing else. They didn't care about Chil Shabbos, Chil Yom Tov. If the Levim didn't come by, they sang the Shir Shel Chol, you know what that meant? And then everyone starts working. They turn on the lights, they light fires, they start cooking, they start doing malacha, like it's a chol. And then they find out, oh, you know, it's not chol, it's Yom Tov. You were mechalel Yom Tov. You all chayav to bring korbanos. You did averos. You did this, you did that. You davened in the wrong nusach tefillah. You said Hashem's name in vain. Big deal. So Chazal said, no, big deal. Big deal. So you did malacha. So you did, you said Hashem's name in vain. No, big deal. But the Levim sang in the Beis HaMikdash the wrong song? That we can't tolerate. That is a very bad sign for us. Okay, that requires a lot of explanation, what that means. We once spoke about this on a Friday share. It's because the creation of man was by Yipach, what happened on Rosh Hashanah? The creation of man. How is man called? What is the uniqueness of man? Vayipach be'apov nishmas chayim vayihi ha'odam lenefesh chaya. And how does the Targum translate the words nefesh chaya? Leruach mimalala, a creature who speaks. The ultimate form of speech, the ultimate form of communication is song. There's speech and there's song. It's the highest level of communication. If on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the anniversary of the creation of man, man's words, his expression, his koyach hadibur, was not the way it should be, that's a very bad sign. And because it's such a bad sign, they were misakein from here on in the event that the witnesses do not come by a certain point of time, we're going to declare today is Rosh Hashanah no matter what. And tomorrow will also be Rosh Hashanah. So from then on in, that is why today in Eretz Yisrael, there are 2 days Rosh Hashanah. 2 days. Because of Simone Milsa. Isn't that amazing? So if the reason why you don't want to go move into a new home during days of Sirius because of Simone Milsa, that's a serious matter. So in order to uproot the Mishnah Berurah, takes that into consideration because it's a bad time. It's not an auspicious time because a tragedy happened during these days. But not everyone agrees to the Mishnah Berurah because of the Ramban. If the Ramban says that between Pesach and Shavuos are happy days, it's an auspicious time, whether you like it or not. We have no choice but to observe the customs of Avelos because something terrible happened. But just because something terrible happened does not take away from the nature of the days that the days are days that are auspicious. That is a debate. That is a raging debate to which there is no answer, and each person, each to his own. Some will take a strict, hard line. Whatever the Mishnah Berurah says, I follow. And the Mishnah Berurah said you should take into consideration the reality that it might not be an auspicious time. The Ramban, maybe the Ramban is referring to La'asalava when Mashiach comes, but not today. Today you can't say that. Or maybe you don't. You do take the Ramban into consideration, and then you don't follow what the Mishnah Berurah says, and there is no issue whatsoever lichatchila planning events to take place during these days. Look, halacha l'maisa, people get married during this time. There are people that are very, very worked off about the date of their wedding. There are such people today, much less so, because you're not going to get a wedding hall. Okay, so it's a different world today. But there's all these discussions: when should you get married? You should not get married. There are people that will not get married for all the money in the world past the 15th day of the month. Once the moon is on the decline, once the moon begins to wane, they will not get married for all the money in the world. You cannot convince them to set a wedding date for the wedding day, no matter what. And some people, big deal, so big deal. So it's after the 15th day of the month. Some are married only on the 23rd, the last week of the month. Some may, I don't know, they're all different in Hagim of when they married. And some people never even heard of this. You'll tell them you can't get married towards the end of the month. They'll look at you like you're from Mars. I don't know what you're talking about. My whole life, I'm a Yerush Shemayim, a Shomer Torah Mitzvos. I never heard of such a crazy thing to tell me you can't get married at the end of the month because the moon is on the way down. Okay, yesh v'yesh. The people that are so makpid not to get married at the end of the month because it's not an auspicious time because the moon is on the way down, and some people won't even get married even past the 7 days of the month because the moon, after it has to be in the beginning of its renewal, even past day seven. So those people, you would challenge them, do you get married during Sfiras HaOmer, during the period between Pesach and Shavuos? It's not an auspicious time. The Talmid Rebbe Akiva died during that time. So either they'll tell you it is an auspicious time. Just because we observe Avelos during these days, that's only because something happened. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it's an auspicious time. It's between Pesach and Shavuos. And some Emi and Hanami will tell you that's right. We don't want to get married during Pesach and Shavuos because it's not an auspicious time. If we're not going to get married in the end of the month, so we're also not going to get married during the Yimei HaSfira. Okay, so all different types of Menhagim and Klal Yisrael. Another point I want to make, another important point is, let's discuss another issue is, how can it be not an auspicious time when we are oisek in the mitzvah of a mitzvah? We have a mitzvah. We have a special mitzvah of counting. Asheri kiddushanu b'mitzvahs v'tzvanu al sfiras ha'omer. So it is by the fact that we are involved in a mitzvah, you can't say that it's not an auspicious time if these are days that are dedicated to the mekayim a mitzvah, which is rooted in the mitzvah de'oraisa of Sfiras HaOmer, correct? Once a year, this mitzvah. So it's interesting. This really goes back to a topic we discussed when we first learned the laws of Sfiras HaOmer. Very important yisoid, very very critical yisoid. Which is, when you know this yisoid, everything falls into place. Everything, all the different opinions, all the different minhagim, everything is totally in this. What is the mitzvah b'zman hazeh of Sfiras HaOmer? We generally pass it as a mitzvah midrabanan. What does that mean? Does it mean that keep on, the Rabbanan stepped in and said to us, keep on doing today when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash and you don't have an Omer and you don't have a Shtei HaLechem, just keep on doing what you did bisman shebeis hamigdash hayekayim. It's not deraisa because you're missing the omer, but it's okay. Just do it anyway. Do it in the rabban. But it's the same exact mitzvah. Is that the pshat? Or, as we learned, some hold it's not the pshat. Chazal do not make mitzvahs derabanan that are halfway. Every mitzvah midrabanan, generally mitzvah midrabanan are exactly the same way they were done bizman shebeis hamikdash hayekayim. It might be that today it's midrabanan, and then it's deraisa. Well, let's say take the example of shaking the lulav and the esrog. The lulav and the esrog do not need karbonas. It happens to be that the mitzvah deraisa of a lulav and esrog is only on the first day. That's the deraisa. It happens to be that in the Torah there's a mitzvah to take lulav and esrog in the Beis Hamikdash all 7 days. V'samach lefnei Hashem Elokecha. Outside of the Beis Hamikdash, even in Yerushalayim, there is no mitzvah deraisa. Even this mancha Beis Hamikdash Hayakayam to take lulav and esrog. What did Chazal say? We want you to take lulav and esrog all 7 days in Chutz Liaretz, in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't make a difference. The way Chazal masaka in the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, the remaining seven days of Sukkot. It's identical to the way the mitzvah was done the first day of Sukkot. And the first day of Sukkot, you don't need a carbon, you don't need anything else. You don't need anything. You come to the Beis Hamikdash, and that's what you do. You show some hold that today, even Bizman Hazeh, it's not totally in the Beis Hamikdash Mamish. Some hold that Bizman Hazeh, that if you take that you go to the Har HaBayis, you go to the Kosel, and you take Lulav and Esrog. There are opinions that hold that it's a mitzvah derais. The many Gedolei Yisrael would go every single day Sukkot. We read about this in the Kosel book, in the Kosel of Rabinowitz. Rabinowitz, in his book on the Kosel, he has a whole chapter devoted to this. Lulav the Esrog by the Kosel, meaning of Gedolei Yisrael. They would come every single day Chol HaMoed to the Kosel HaMaravi with a lulav and esrog to make the bracha there, because many Paiskim hold that the Bizman Hazed is a mitzvah deraisa all 7 days. In the presence of the Shechina, which is by the Kosel HaMaravi, that's close enough to the kind of the mitzvah deraisa of taking lulav and esrog in the Torah all 7 days. Does everyone hold that to be true? No, because then the whole Eretz Yisrael would be running to the Kosel HaMaravi, which we see that they're not. But many Gedolei Yisrael did this. I think of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach used to do this. He used to go to the Kosel every single day to shake lulav and esrog by the Kosel in the kind of mitzvah deraisa. But when Chazal masakin the Rabbanon, it's exactly the same. The Oimer is part of the DNA of the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOimer, is like the bracha, is the Omer. It's much worse. You count 50 days from the bringing of the Oimer. At both sides, there is no Oimer. There was no Omer. The Omer was not brought. How can you tell me that why would Chazal be masaking this mitzvah? Lulav doesn't depend on anything. Lulav, the Torah says, take the lulav the first day wherever you are in the whole world. So Chazal said, midrabanan, take it the second day, take it the third day, take it the fourth day. Okay, we're doing it on the remaining days exactly like we did on the first day. Okay, Chazal made, they extended the mitzvah. But here there is no mitzvah. There's nothing to extend. The mitzvah is bring the Omer, and then when you bring the Omer, start counting from the Omer for 49 days. There is no Omer! So what are the Rabbanon doing when the Rabbanon say, okay, there's no Omer, do it anyway. The Rabbanon don't operate on that level. The Rabbanon operate only with real mitzvahs. They don't operate with mitzvahs that do not exist. We don't bring korbanos because they don't exist. The Omer doesn't make any sense why Chazal should be misaking it. Bizman Hazeh, we should count 50 days. This should be relegated to, oh, you know, I'll tell you a secret. That Bizman Shabbos, Hamish HaYakai, there used to be such a minhag where they would count, every person would count every single night. Could you imagine going to Ma'ariv when Mashiach will come? You'll go to Ma'ariv and you'll make a bracha. Asher Kiddushan, Mitzvah Yisrael, Sfiyas Omer, you're going to count Omer? That's what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. But today, it'll be bracha levatol and something like that, Bizman Hazeh. It really should be bracha levatol. So why then do we count the Omer? What's the answer? We learned this last week, reviewing what we saw this. It's Zecher LeMikdash. It's not your typical Rabbanon. It's a Rabbanon in an entirely new league called Zecher LeMikdash. And that is why, indeed, after we count the Omer, what do we say? harachamon hu yachzir lanu avoidas beis hamigdash lemekayma b'mheirav yemenu amin sela. You don't say that by any other mitzvah. Why is it that you only say this harachamon when you finish saying Sfiras Oimer? Because according to many opinions, this is not, this type of mitzvah, the rabban of Sfiras Oimer, is a whole new league. It's zeicher lemikdash. Now here's the catch. Now what's the nafkamina? What is the nafkamina between these two? We had many nafkaminas last week, but let me give you another nafkamina. The other nafkamina is this a mitzvah of simcha or a mitzvah of tsar? During the 3 weeks, we do things. Chazal gave us things to do to bring upon ourselves pain. They told us not to take haircuts, not to shower, not to do things which cause us to reflect upon the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's the mitzvah. That when we recite Sfiras Oimer, are we doing this in order to pain ourselves, to stare ourselves in the chest? Is that what we're doing it for? Or we're doing it, chas v'shalom. The purpose of a mitzvah is to es Hashem b'simcha, boil l'fona b'rnana. Are we doing the mitzvah l'shem simcha? If you learn that the first mahalach in the chakir, it's purely a mitzvah midrabanan, it's a continuation. Just keep, stay the course. Whatever you did until now, keep on doing. Gotta do it b'simcha. It's a mitzvah. The Torah, if it's a zman of mitzvah, it's very hard to say that it's not a yoy mesugel to go move into a new home. It's not a yoy mesugel to buy new clothing. It's not a yoy mesugel to get married. These are days of simcha. The proof is, we have a mitzvah of Sfiras Oimer. But if you're going to say that adarava, there's another element, besides the fact that it's not, that it, besides the fact that it's not a good time because the Talmid Rebbe Akiva died, it's not a good time. Because Chazal, indeed, were misaking this tikkuf of the year should be a time when we reflect upon the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The whole essence of counting Sfira was designed in order to shake us up. In order that we should feel pain. We shouldn't be doing this. Chazal wanted to do this to remind us, what are you doing here? What are you living in Galus for? What are you doing here? Why aren't you in Eretz Yisrael? Why is there no Beis HaMikdash? It's a mitzvah of pain. Oh, that changes even from the perspective of Sfiras HaOmer. It's not a good time now. It's not a good time.
That Sfira is a mitzvah of pain?
Yeah. It's a mitzvah of Zeicher L'Churban. Yeah, yeah. It's just like Tisha B'Av. Just like the laws of Avelos.
The Avelos of Rabbi Kiva is just...
But that's a different dimension.
It's the wrong word, but it's coincidental.
Right.
It's the wrong word to use. But it has nothing to do with...
This is an approach. The fact that, what is the nature of the mitzvah? Like I told you, it's very hard to say that it's a regular midrabanan because it doesn't make any sense. How can Rabbanim be misaking to count 50 days from the Omer when there is no Omer? The Rabbanon do not make mitzvahs to Rabbanon like that. So what is this mitzvah? It's a Naya mitzvah, Zecher Lemikdash. Zecher Lemikdash is a mitzvah that is designed to cause a person pain, to shake up a person. Where are you holding in life? That means the entire period, but forget about the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, forget about that. Let's focus on Chazal. Before the time between Pesach and Shavuos is a zman when Chazal decided we should focus on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. They didn't tell us to mourn. They didn't give us avelus. There's no mourning. And when we do for Rabbi Akiva, it's not avelus. Not doesn't take away one iota. It's not avelus. And there's no mourning. But there's a reflection upon the Churban Beis HaMikdash.
So, Sukkah, we sit in the Sukkah. So, are we seeing that we don't
it's
have
a Kabbalah? That's Deraisa. That's a Deraisa.
No, but 1 second. What about, say, talking about Shukkah? We go around with the Lulu and
Esrik. That's not a Zechel Churban. No, that's like... No, it's not. The Arava is Zechel HaMikdash. Arava. Not the Dal of Me. That's exactly the point I'm trying to make.
No, but when we do the
Hakafis
we
We don't make an inachanami, so maybe the hakaf is a zeichel l'midi, right? That's a minog, it's not a mitzvah. No bracha, there's no bracha. It's a minog, you're right.
Minog
nevi'im, zeicher l'migdash. You're right. But not the ikar shaking of the Lulav Nesrug.
No, I'm not talking about that. Right, okay, you're right.
Inachanami, there are many examples of zeicher l'migdash. But this is very pronounced, because this is done with a bracha. You count the whole essence of the mitzvah itself is zecher l'migdash. What is the zecher l'migdash? It's designed to cause you pain. So that shakes up, that totally changes the whole focus of what are the Yimei HaSfira. Forget about the Talmid Rabbi Akiva. During this time of the year, Chazal are telling us to focus on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. They're not telling us to mourn. Mourning comes during the Bein HaMetzarim. But they're telling us to focus. That changes the frame of mind. It changes the frame of mind. It's not necessarily an Eis Mesugel. It's not an auspicious time when you're focusing on the Churban Beis HaMikdash to a degree. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah says, don't go look for opportunities. Im nizdamin, if it happens to come your way, then go for it. Make a shechianu and do what you need to do. But don't go and sit down with the calendar 6 months ahead. Oh, we're going to plan. The moving date is going to be, it doesn't make a difference. We can do it before Shavuos, after Shavuos. We're going lechatchila. Now is the time when we want to select. Im nizdamin, the Mishnah Berurah says. Don't look for it. These are all the different issues you have to weigh. These are many different issues. What is the bechlal? What is svira? Bechlal, what, when we talk about Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, does that mean that it was, they died because it's taka, not a good time? Or do we say, and therefore it's not a mistake? Or do we say, no, we say it's a yomtiv, the Ramban. You can't ignore the Ramban. Everyone quotes this, the Ramban, that it's cholamoyet. It's a yomtiv. Does that, the Ramban mean only in the future? Does it mean now? Is a yomtiv. And Rabbi Akiva knew, so we're just paying our respects, but it doesn't affect the nature of the day itself. And there's no issue whatsoever. L'chatchil, you should be able to do whatever you want. And indeed, all the kadmonim there is no limitation whatsoever. This limitation only comes from a more Kabbalistic approach of it not being a yoyim mitzvah. What is a nafkamina? Even a dvar mitzvah. Some of the parts want a chalik. The Mishnah Berurah is im nizdami. Let's say it's a dvar mitzvah. It's not nizdamin. I can, but I want to go, I want to move into this house so I can give a shir there, so I can be the rabbi. I think the rabbi writes, the Satmar Rav, he moved, the Satmar Rav, one of his journeys where he moved and became a Rav somewhere else, I mean, in Europe, it was during Sphira. It was during Sphira, he moved into a new home during Sphira. And he always passed to his chassidim. He always told them, you can do it. Don't hold back. Satmar appears to be not like the Mishnah Berurah. His approach was, there's absolutely no restriction whatsoever. No restriction whatsoever. So some will be mechalik between a dvar mitzvah and not a dvar mitzvah. It's not mukhrach, he writes on, because if the issue is a halachic issue of avelos, then you can mechalik between a dvar mitzvah and not a dvar mitzvah. But if that issue is not avelos, then we know for sure it's not avelos. The issue is, it's not a yoim mesugel. It's not a good simen. Even if you're doing it for a dvar mitzvah, it's not a good simen. It's not an auspicious time. But that's the debate. Is it or is it not? And so these are the issues.
You're going back?
Yeah. Yeah. There is no resolution. I just want to. There is no resolution to this issue. The Mishnah Berurah himself could not come to a resolution, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah was mechadesh, a unique expression that says in this domain. Okay, clearly before the Mishnah Berurah, it was 100% mutter. There's no issue. Chassidim later commentators, they introduce a new principle called a mazel tov. It's not a yom mitzvah. According to that approach, it's also across the board. You should not look for opportunities. You should not, even if you have an opportunity, and so chomor, a mazel, a simen, even if it's for dvar mitzvah. But where do you draw the line? So the Mishnah Berurah, he draws the line by saying, don't look for opportunities, but if it comes your way, go for it. That's how he explained the Mishnah Berurah. So I just wanted to bring out with you what are the issues.
Yes.
And these are basically, you look at Sfiras HaOmer, is it a mitzvah of simcha or a mitzvah of tzar? Look at the Talmid Rabbi Akiva. The fact that they died during this time, we know for a fact that it's not avelus, it's only an observance. But how much do we say that the fact that they did die during this time makes it into a yom, a time that's not good? Or do we say, no, it's a good time. It's just we observe things because they died during this time. And that has all of these nafkaminas that we mentioned. All right, let's take a short break. Thank you.